My guest at this time is Harry Mehet. He is the Senior Litigation Counsel for Liberty Counsel. You may remember other guests from that organization that have been on our program, such as Matt Staver and Matt Barber. They are committed to religious liberty in the public square as well as in the private square. And one of the cases that Harry's been working on recently is the case of a teacher named Jerry Buell, who teaches at Mount Dora High School in Mount Dora, Florida. Jerry was suspended by his school district for posting on his personal Facebook page that he strongly disagreed with the decision by New York State to legalize same-sex marriage. There's obviously been a legal fight on his case now in terms of whether or not he is reinstated. And on Wednesday, Mr. Buell got some very good news from the school district that he will, in fact, be reinstated. Mr. Mehet, though, is here to tell us the story and how this was all resolved. And, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me with you today, Greg.
Explain how this all started.
Well, Jerry Buell has been a teacher for 26 years. His entire adult life he has dedicated to serving his students and serving the public. He has been consistently recognized for his dedication. Even last year, he was elected Teacher of the Year at Mount Dora High School. That all changed, however, because at the end of July of this year, Jerry watched on television how New York was legalizing homosexual marriage. And as he witnessed that happening from his private home on his personal computer, he posted some comments on his Facebook page about what he felt, about what he was seeing. And they were passionate comments. They were strong comments, but they expressed his mainstream opposition to homosexual marriage. He, after all, lives in Florida, where homosexual marriage is still illegal by virtue of a constitutional amendment passed by over 62% of Floridians in 2008. Since Jerry teaches First Amendment courses at his high school, he's a social studies teacher, he thought nothing of the comments that he was making because he was clearly speaking in his personal private capacity and was exercising a right that he was certain he had. And so you can imagine his surprise when someone complained about the comments that he made, not one of his students, not someone from the school, but someone who had never even met Mr. Buell, has no idea what kind of teacher he is in the classroom, complained that because he opposes homosexual marriage, that automatically turns him into a hate monger, a homophobe, who would make a gay-identified student feel unwelcome and unsafe in his class. The allegations were so ludicrous that they should have been dismissed out of hand, Greg, but, and I'd love to tell you that that's what happened here. Unfortunately, the school board of Lake County, Florida, upon receiving these allegations, decided that they needed to investigate Mr. Buell, and that pending that investigation, he was unfit to even be around students, and so they suspended him and told him he could not be on a school campus until the investigation was complete. That was the situation he found himself in when he turned to Liberty Counsel for help.
And so what did Liberty Counsel do, if anything, to change the minds of these folks conducting the investigation? Because clearly, as I mentioned before, he was fully reinstated as of yesterday. So what changed between their initial reaction and their final conclusion?
Well, we sent them a demand letter in which we explained to them that this simply cannot happen in a free country where free speech is protected by the First Amendment. Their initial reaction was, again, to dismiss us out of hand, and so we began immediately to prepare the lawsuit that looked like was going to be required to bring this school district back to its senses and back into compliance with the Constitution. At the same time, we unleashed a national and international campaign in the media to shine the light on this injustice and intolerance that was being perpetrated upon Jerry. And we took his story nationwide. The school board was flooded with thousands and thousands of emails and letters and phone calls, all of them universally demanding Mr. Buell's reinstatement. Even the ACLU, who is wrong on the First Amendment 99.9% of the time, Greg, even they understood that the school board was out of line, and they also came out in favor of Mr. Buell's First Amendment right. All of this was happening. We were about to file this lawsuit when yesterday we got the telephone call from this superintendent, and she invited us to come in. She told us that they have completed their quote-unquote investigation, and I say that because they never even wanted to talk to Mr. Buell himself as they were investigating his background. As a result of their investigation, they say they have found no wrongdoing by Mr. Buell. He has not violated any statute or code of ethics or law, and therefore he would not be reprimanded or punished, and instead would be reinstated to his classroom. And I'm happy to tell you and your listeners that this morning Mr. Buell was back in his classroom with his students, which is exactly where he belongs.
Let me ask you a couple of questions on the larger question here. As you mentioned, given the reaction to this story, most folks believe this is clearly protected free speech, should not affect his job status. At what point, though, would speech on a Facebook page or anything public call into question someone's employment? If for another issue where clearly the speech is protected, you can't prosecute them on it, but if they were advocating something very alarming or sexual or criminal, where does the line get drawn?
Well, absolutely, it gets drawn in that scenario. But to somehow suggest that mainstream opposition to homosexual marriage is tantamount to calling for the public execution of a certain group of the population, or for violence to be perpetrated amongst people, is itself intolerant and hateful. This idea that one cannot be critical of homosexual marriage without being a hate monger or a homophobe is insulting. And it is highly offensive to the First Amendment of our Constitution. The bottom line is clear, that while the school board may regulate Mr. Buell's conduct within the four walls of the classroom, once he clocks out and becomes a private citizen, they cannot tell him that he is not to engage himself in a debate, robust debate, passionate debate upon important issues of the day.
Last question before we let you go, Harry. How does he feel going back to the classroom? Does he feel like he's going to pick up right where he left off, or does it feel a little bit uncomfortable going back given the initial reaction to all this?
You know, he feels great that he has been vindicated, that his First Amendment rights have been restored. It's unfortunate that it took him missing 3 days of precious time with his students for the school board to learn this important lesson, but he is ready to go back now and to get back into the business of teaching. He will use this experience as a teaching tool in his constitutional law classes, and he is going to continue to exercise his First Amendment rights to the fullest extent that they are available to him.
Harry, a very interesting story and generated a lot of passion, and certainly good to see a conclusion to this. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Harry Mehet is Senior Litigation Counsel at Liberty Counsel. His client, Jerry Buell, now back in the classroom at Mount Dora High School in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.